Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Ramani.
BTK, obviously they're looking into the possibility of his connection to at least four other homicides. That's what I got last night when I talked to the undersheriff of Osage County, viewing that three or four, rather, maybe pretty closely tied. The DA, though, thinking, no, there's nothing that we can do to prosecute him right now, which is understandable. But what's your take here on this police work that's been going on with the Osage County Sheriff and the big hats? I mean, it's kind of spectacle-like to a certain extent, but there's also a lot of question of, you know, how they're going about gathering evidence, the jurisdiction that even Sheriff Eddie Vierden has to go in and collect some of these things or do some of the research that he's been doing. Is this a case where there's more smoke than fire?
You know, so it's interesting. You got this sort of rift right between law enforcement and the DA. And obviously, look, I'm a lawyer, so I'm going to side with the DA here. You know, officers, they're good at what they do. They investigate, but, you know, they really shouldn't be playing lawyer. So they're talking about, you know, potential prosecution and, you know, I mean, obviously there's evidentiary issues there. You got to prove 12 out of 12 beyond a reasonable doubt. And I'm sure the DA's office would love nothing more, whether it's in Missouri or Oklahoma or these other states, to prosecute greater, you know, for these other crimes, these types of cold cases. But I think it's either premature or and really not on the same page with the lawyers when you're making statements like that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense or really bode well for the long term of this investigation or this case. If it were to go to trial, there's a lot of concerns about, the evidence being gathered, the validity and legitimacy of the search warrants that were obtained, the affidavit supporting it, the authority of the Osage County Sheriff's Office in gathering evidence. Any one of those things, I would think the opposing counsel would be trying to go after to get this thing thrown out if they were done improperly.
Yeah, and look, and what's really the end game here? So listen, I get it. If I'm the victim of one of these missing or deceased people, mm-hmm. I'm all about getting them justice. But unless you're going to get a death sentence, all you're doing is giving Raider another opportunity to act a fool in court, right? I mean, here's someone who's desperate for attention, right? Yeah. So you're going to prosecute him for one of these murders. I mean, who knows what he's going to say or what he's going to do? He's going to make a circus of it. He's already saying like Uriman's copying him. And, you know, I think he would love nothing more than to be on trial for another non-capital case. Now, obviously, look, the death penalty is a different story. Maybe you could finally get rid of this guy. All those daughters things, like old and decrepit in a wheelchair. So I don't know how much time he really even has. But unless I got a provable case beyond a reasonable doubt, I don't want to make a questionable case against this guy that's not going to really add anything to his sentence.
And that's the thing. We're talking evidence from like 47 years ago in 1976. And really, I don't know what we're really even talking about in terms of evidence that exists that is still there. One of the things they're looking at would be the pictures of Dennis dressed in his victim's clothing, carrying out sexual fantasies, and then comparing that back to possibly some of these women that they have cold cases on. And see, well, if this item was theirs and it's in this picture, maybe Dennis did have something to do with it. But again, we're talking photos, Polaroids from 30, 40 years ago, and evidence that may or may not exist just beyond a Polaroid. Is that strong enough to convict somebody of murdering? Obviously, the optics are horrible and the odds are probably Dennis did do it. But is that something that's specific, that I guess weak enough to do anything?
You know, it's, yeah, so you got the pictures, right? You got these drawings. Apparently, he was within the close proximity of the laundromat. I know he's got some trophies from his victims, but you're also talking about someone that has been pretty forthcoming about the people he killed and how he killed them, right? And he's been given immunity, offers of immunity if he just comes clean. You know, so immunity, no death penalty. I mean, it's off the table. Just look, admit what you did. And he hasn't. So kind of really begs the question, you know, what is he hiding? You know, what reason does he have to not admit to killing these people if he actually did so?
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.